Module 8, Listening 1, page 124, Exercise 2. You will hear two History of Art students called Emily and Scott discussing the relevance of museums today. For questions 1 to 5, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear.
Today, I'm talking to two History of Art students, Emily Winters and Scott Vaughan, about the relevance of museums in today's world. So, Emily, are museums on the wane?
Hardly. Yearly visitor figures, such as 5 million for the Metropolitan in New York and 20 million for London's National Gallery, sound really impressive. But looking behind those figures, what do they actually mean? Because a lot of those visitors have simply been to a traveling exhibition hosted by those museums. These are very well promoted and clearly draw in the crowds. What I'm trying to say is, I'd like to think that those figures tell us what they seem to be telling us, that people still want to visit museums per se, and for their permanent collections. Given the diverse interests of people my age, though, I'm not quite sure if I'm justified in thinking that.
Museum buildings can, of course, be attractions in their own right, can't they, Scott? There's the Louvre, with its glass pyramid, or the Milwaukee Art Museum.
Yeah, that fantastic Calatrava roof. Really worth seeing. And ever since the end of the 18th century, actually, museums have usually been housed in imposing buildings. Part of the ethos, I suppose. And I can understand that. I don't think it detracts from the value of the exhibits in any way. On the contrary, great architecture generally enhances their importance in people's eyes by providing a fitting backdrop, even if the period or style doesn't match up exactly. I don't deny, though, that the exterior appearance of a building doesn't guarantee that people are actually going to spend much time inside.
Certainly, though, museums remain firmly on the tourist agenda. Do you see group visits as a good or a bad thing?
Let's face it, we all do it, and I've been on some very good ones. But it's a question of focus. If it's a case of, okay, been there, done that, now let's move on to the next one, then the value is questionable, I guess. But if groups are given time to really take in what they're seeing, particularly if they've got a guide explaining stuff to them, what's the harm in that? I have little sympathy with people who complain about them, actually. Art shouldn't be for an elitist minority. And for many people, the group visit's a starting point. Basically, if you want to avoid the hustle and bustle, then you just need to time your visit accordingly. That's what I do if I want to look at something without interruptions.
So, Scott, why do people visit museums?
Well, as you know, this is the subject of my thesis, and I've been asking people exactly that question, using discussion groups. No shortage of volunteers, by the way, but rather inconclusive results. Now, although some people profess a deep interest in Egyptian mythology or ancient Greek artifacts, or whatever, that comes up relatively rarely as a reason when you ask people. What struck me was the number of people who saw it as a kind of duty. Oh, that museum's famous, so I must go and visit it. Weirdly, most people went without actually having much idea of what they'd see when they got there. But I guess you can see the fun in that. Unsurprisingly, lots of people see the visit as an entertainment option, on par with the sights or show. And this was equally true for local people and visitors from other cultures.
Right. Finally then, how do you both feel about virtual museums?
Well, the tendencies to assume that this sort of thing accessed via the internet will somehow replace the bricks and mortar variety, I don't go along with that view personally. Much as I love browsing through the websites of various museums and art galleries, and thereby seeing stuff that I'd be unlikely to get to see in person, that doesn't mean that I do that in preference to an on-site visit. And I think that goes for most people, not just art students like us.
Nothing, in my view, can replace the experience of standing in front of an object of antiquity or a work of art and seeing it with your own eyes. Apart from that, I could happily spend hours looking at paintings on my computer screen at home, much as I used to with books. But the one doesn't negate the other, does it?
Well, there we must leave it. Thank you both for that insightful analysis.
Track 9.